Time to get some no-nonsense building advice from Ken Lee's Building Consultancy. Ken, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, very well, thank you, Andrew. You're having a good day up there?
So far, so good, mate. I hear this term from time to time when it comes to building. They refer to concrete cancer. Others may have heard about it. I was just wondering if you could tell me what it is.
Right, a tricky one. Okay. I can rave on with all the Australian standards and Department of Fair Trading technology. Your listeners will go to sleep, so
okay.
I'll keep it in lay terms. Concrete is basically a liquid that's turned into a monolithic slab. It's like rock in 21 days. It's as hard as a rock.
Gotcha.
But if the concreting contractor doesn't put the right concrete cover between the reinforcing steel and the edge or exposed edge of the concrete, it's got to be a minimum 30 millimetre, close to the coast, 70, 100 millimetre. If that's not adhered to, or somewhere along the line a bit of steel gets closer than the 30 mil, well, that's where you get it's actually called spalling or concrete cancer. That's where it starts.
So this is in relation to the reinforcing metal that's in the concrete. This is what goes wrong with it.
Yeah. Now, particularly up in Hunter, there's a lot of salt in the soil.
Yep.
Now, when it rains, the salt mixes in with the water, becomes a soluble salt. That splashes or washes up or blows or rains onto the concrete, like exposed verandas, that sort of thing. And the water, the moisture, soaks into the permeable concrete and takes the salt with it. When the sun comes out and dries the edge of that concrete, it warms up, and the water with the soluble salt in it comes to the outside edge. The water evaporates, but the salt doesn't, because it's a solid.
Yes.
And it then crystallizes or expands and blows the edges off your slab.
Okay, now that actually makes a great deal of sense. So you think about, you know, in the ocean with the rocks as they wear away, that's because the salt gets into that from the ocean and that dries and expands, and it's exactly the same sort of process, is it?
Right on it. In yeah. fact, some of the high-rise buildings I worked on in close to the coast, within 20 metres, some of the reinforcing on the edges is stainless steel because they... You know, you can get 150 mil cover. Once you get 150 mil cover, well, the edge of the slab's not reinforced because it's got 150 mil. It's not, so it gets a bit tricky. It can be very messy.
And is there any way of curing this particular kind of cancer?
Well, if you've got it, I did one just the other day. Funny you should ring about that. I've advised the client to chip it all off at the edge of an exposed. Chip it all off with a cold chisel, and expose the steel. Go down to the local hardware shop, just buy some ferric acid or stop rust, all those things, brush it onto the steel, try not to hit the concrete, brush it onto the steel, put a board across the bottom and render it up. It'll come up as good as new, and you probably won't have another problem.
There you go.
It's that simple to fix. So. That's when you're talking about light use verandas. A concrete slab under a house, and different story.
Yeah, that much harder to access, I would have thought.
I've seen them. We've had a demolished whole house. You know, it can be a bit of heartache there, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, obviously everybody's circumstance is different, and this is just very general advice,
That's
but it
right.
certainly is very
exactly,
helpful.
Yeah.
Of course, if you need some no-nonsense building advice, do like I do, get in contact with Ken, 041-449-4448. Ken, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Have a good week. Cheers.